Today is the Inyana de Yema of the Nedorim and the Dovas, etc. Before we get to the Inyana de Yema, which comes in phases, we have to go through the Sukhya and the first part of phases, which is difficult, but not conceptually. It's difficult simply in terms of Peshat. The end of phases, there we come to the longest and more difficult, not in Peshat, in terms of understanding. But the first two things. Is there a yeshiva on Yisro Chag? I just remember the Seder is on Yisro Chag. It's only 3 weeks today. How long is it? 3 weeks. The day after Simchas Torah, it's a Monday.
Is
the whole yeshiva starting Tuesday?
No, I just know that.
What happened years past? I seem to remember we never had Sorry? Sounds right. Alright. I presume, unless I will hear otherwise, that there's no Shurim on the Shurim. Okay. And you'll pass these around, make sure the latecomers get it, put a check in the appropriate place, and let's go to the Sukhya. So, Gemara says, again, we have the Kasha the Gemara, Hakol Shefa Hakila, Vishdosan Shira Dieve, it's a Kasha. Omle Ravaka Breda Rova Laravashi, Vachol Hakil Hakila. What's your big Kasha? You're saying that you have a Loshon Hakil, the Mishnah is contradicted because the Sefer is a Loshon Dieve. I'll show you places where Hakil can't possibly be a Hakila. So then we had, I think we began going through the Gemara last time. The Gemara asked from the Mishnah and Erechim, Hakol Marichim and Darok, and Nejim and Nidorim, Hoknam and Lachatkila. You mean that Lachatkila, everybody can go make Nidorim, go make Erechim. But see, if he sechta lindor loyia bepote. We have a postage that says, sechta lindor loyia bepote. That seems to be a rai in and of itself, and Rashi certainly understood it that way. Rashi says, "If he says al lindali ho im hidor yevokache," so that we're being medayik from a posik in Chumash that he says al lindo there's no ched, but if you do make a neder, there will be a ched. Now, and we'll come back to that in a second. Rashi is clearly telling us that it's a deal from the Hisechtal. Ad Kedekach, that Thesis will obviously learn like Rashi, proceeds to ask, what do you need a second limud for? It's overkill. We have a posuk in Chumash. What more do you need? You have a posuk that tells you, those Hatzil tells you to make the Dori, what's more bring a second Yalfusa? In terms of the Alfusa, Bechi Sechta Lindor Loyev Vachet, how are we supposed to translate Bechi? The Bechi lends itself to two translations. The Bechi could be when or if. The whole parish is talking about what you do when you make the Dori. And then it says, Bechi Sechta, that at other times, then there's no Ket. Or Bechi Sechta means im, not kasher, but im Sechta. That's the only way to avoid chet. Not just we're telling you that at such times as there are no nedorim, there's no chet. But if there's no neder, there's a chet, because every time there is a neder, there is a chet. Now, again, pshuta shel mikra, I presume, is like the drosha. But that seems to be what the Gemara is emphasizing. The chisechtal is supposed to mean that, ho, in tidur, it's only where it's only if you don't make a neder, there's no chet. But if, ho, in tidur, this is one im against another im, either or. Either you do or you don't. If you don't, then there's no chet. And if you do, then there is a chet. So we have one drosha, and we're going to have to come back to this drosha. Then comes another drosha, uksiv, and here we have a posik in Kehelez. Tei vasher loy tidor, mishit tidor loy tishalet, which is pretty obvious, isn't it? Tei vasher loy tidor, Mishatidor Vilitishale, making a nether, not paying it, not only don't you have the nether, but you have a Balyachel. So you're certainly better off if you didn't have a nether in the first place, because if you have a nether and not Makayimit, you certainly don't have a keel of the nether, and you have an Averit. Vitanya, so from the Posik alone, I don't know anything. The Bryce tells me Pshat, in which Posik? In the Posik Gehelas. The Bryce isn't even talking about the Posik in Chumash. We have Toiv Ashulitidar, Mishatidar. Vitanya Toiv Mizeh, who's the Toiv Mizeh? The Loitidar and the Tidar and the Loi Mishalei. Better than either of those options is She'einoinoi der Koliker, Divrei Rav Meir, Kaplon Rav Meir, and Rav Meir has a Diuk in the Pasuk. Toiv Ashulitidar, Mishatidar, Loi Mishalei, two options. I'll give you a third option. The third option is Shalitizar Kalikar, and that's the best of them all. Rebuda says, of course, there's a third option. But what is the third option? It's really the fourth option. It's not Shalitizar Neider Kalikar, Elvin Neider Umishalim. That's the best of them all. Okay. So I have a machlokes for a mayor interview with regard to a drosha of a posuk in Kehelet. Well, like every machlokes for drosha. One has one drosha, the other has another drosha. And they're the heffin. They're exactly polar opposites. One tells me that the worst possible thing is the best possible thing is to be neider mishalein, and the other tells me that the best of all possible things is not to be neider koliker. That's fine. So we have a machlokes in drushes on one posuk. But I had two posukim. I had two derivations. I had two yalguses. What happened to the Tisefta Linder Loyevachokia? I understand how Rav Meir reads that posuk. He reads it like Rashi. It's Rav Meir holds that it's also. So he had to have a drushe. This was his drushe. The drushe was as Rashi told us. When Rav Yehuda has a second drushe of the posuk in Geheles, what does he do with a pasuk in Chumash? V'chisech talin d'aloy b'chet. What is it? A spirit from Kehelis to Chumash? That can't be. So the drosh in Chumash must be megala to me that he's reading wrong pshat in the pasuk in Kehelis. The Gemara never returns to the pasuk in Chumash. Ignores it totally completely. Who asked the kasha? Who asked the kasha? Yeah? Nobody. Tosis discussion. Only the problem is that Tosis says the teretz without saying the infamer. That will come to, and it's not even here. Tosis on the day is buried in the middle of Tosis, which is why at the beginning I said the first half of the Tosis on the day is difficult in terms of shot, and figure out what he's saying. The theories, the concepts aren't difficult until you get to the end of Tosis, where the Iver is easy. And the first half is the shot. Thesis answers this. We'll come back and we'll see it when we come to Thesis. Thesis answers it because it was bothering him. He had a kasha. It's clear. Otherwise, if you read the Thesis, there seems to be a comment in Thesis on the base that's totally extraneous. It doesn't seem to have any shaykhus at all. When we get to Thesis, I'll try to point out to you that we're left with a kasha and the Thesis is trying to do something about it. Okay. So, now comes an explanation. Alright, let's do the Rashi's first. Lo yeh b'chochet, lo yin tidor, yeh b'chochet. Toiv asher lo yin tidor, le'el minei k'siv. So I learned the Gemara without Rashi. Rashi is explaining the drasha a little bit differently. Where it's proving toiv asher lo yin tidor, mishetidor, u'mishalem. Because the post says toiv asher lo yin tidor, mishetidor, lo yin tishalem. Says the Gemara v'tani toiv, mizeh, mizeh. And now the more thing Toiv is a Mizeh Shein a Neider Kolikar. Says Rashi, what's the drosha Toiv Asher Loitidor? Le'el Minikzi V'Asher Tidor Shalem. The Pasuk says, what you neither pay. V'afilu Hochi Toiv Asher Loitidor. Better don't be Neider altogether. Toiv Asher Loitidor. So what's my drosha? Toiv Mizeh Mizeh in a Neider Kolikar. Because we began Asher Tidor Shalem and Toiv Asher Loi Tidor. And what's even better than that? Not having anything to do with this parasha. This is Toiv Asher Tidor Mishal Shalem is better than nothing. And we began by saying Asher Tidor Shalem. But the best thing would be not to be Mnatar altogether. Why? Shema Tidor Veloi Tishalem. That's where Rav Meir gets his drosha. Tei mizel mizeh sheinei noider kol iker. All because it says first, asher tidor shalem. And then it says it's tei mizeh. Better than the tidor shalem is what comes afterwards, but there's something even really better. It's only relatively speaking, that tei asher le tidor le tishalem, relative to the first, and the best is not in the parasha altogether. But Tov Mizeh and Rat Tosis will learn the Gemara differently. Tov Mizeh Mizeh Midei Mishalim Midei Veni Mishalim Sheinu Neider Kol Iker. And you want to know why? Why Sheinu Neider Kol Iker? Why Sheinu Neider Kol Iker? Tell me without Rashi. Why are you better off not being Menader? What? Sorry. But what's the Chet? Baltacher, yeah, Neider Veni Mishalim. I'll be over Baltacher, and the danger of Baltacher exists in every single Neder, doesn't it? Every new Neder is a new challenge of Baltacher. Comes Rashi, and Rashi adds something, and I'll make it as a kasha. Sheharogil bin the Dori, Voli Dei Lo Yachol Dvoroi. What do you mean, Harogil bin the Dori? The statistical probability is the same with every single Neder. I have to worry because statistically I'll be able to bolt back or what? Once I'm not worried about it. It's only what? 10% chance. And the second time it's another 10%. The third time it's another 10%. I add them all together, suddenly I have to worry about it. And the first time I don't have to worry about it. What's Rashi saying? Shehodrogil bin the Dorim, Goli de Baltacher. It's clear that Rashi is saying, or at least I think it's clear, what's Rashi saying? What's Rashi adding? It wasn't saying Rogil. What's Rashi throwing in Harogil? Sheharogil bin the Dori? Rashi's not saying that we have some person who makes an nether, we're suddenly worried about his Bal Yachel. Rashi's not worried about that at all. Rashi's worried about something else. What's Rashi worried about? Worried only about the Harogil. Why is Harogil different from a person doing it the first time? The first time, there wouldn't be such a halach. Once there is a halach, I don't know anymore. That we'll see later. But if there wouldn't be a halach, and the person had an opportunity to make an edit only once in a lifetime, the Torah wouldn't have asked it. The Torah is only asking because we have to worry about this rogil in the Dori. And what's the difference of rogil in the Dori and an ordinary person? Or a person who's not a rogil? What's the feeling? That's elementary. No? Tell me. Psychology. Yeah? Yes, but the point is very simple. When a person does it once, it leaves an imprint on him. He'll remember. When a person is a rock, open the door, he becomes desensitized. It's and the nail is easy to forget. If you have to do something every day, you can sometimes forget it. If it's something that looms in your mind because it's once in a lifetime, you don't forget things that are once in a lifetime. Those kind of things you're not likely to forget. Now, who told Rashi? What made Rashi say this? There's no hint of this in the Gemara. I don't want to belabor the point, but Harogel ben Adorim, if I have a Gemara without Rashi, Harogel ben Adorim is the user of Nether, and humans are humans, and humans forget. And I don't know what the statistical probability of forgetting is. It's different for every individual. And the Zain Lachal, who doesn't forget, we're afraid even of one act of forgetfulness. The Torah doesn't want the Mikshel. Any person can forget even once. The Torah doesn't want it. That's how I learned the Gemara without Rashi. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says that for the once in a lifetime, the Torah would, it's like a Gzeira almost. It's a dry Sidra. First of all, one of the things you have to work out here is, are these drushes, rices, or drabonim? Is this an Issa Dreisa? I don't know if it, what do you mean? It can't be an Issa. The Torah says, I should feed her shalai, the whole parish from the Dori. But it seems to be in Dreisa. You know, if it's a Dreisa, it's a strange Dreisa. It's something, they say it's the name of Reb Chaim, but it has to be taken with a grain of salt. That in Dreisa is the Nola Chatzilus. How can it be a Dreisa and a Chatzilus? The Torah tells you what to do. It doesn't tell you Chatzilus at the end. No, I understand. Yeah, there's a three-eighths hodor, and there's such a thing as a hodor of the tassels, and there's a hodor which is a lachatfila in the Hidur. But that's no spirit of Chai. That's because there's a new mitzvah of Hidur. The Torah gave you a mitzvah of Esrog, and now there's a mitzvah of Hidur. That's a separate mitzvah, different. It's not lachatfila called Torah Fuller. So what here the Torah is suddenly making, l'chatzilah is b'di'eved, l'chatzilah, don't do anything, b'di'eved, it's okay. What does it all mean? So, you know, if it's a Rabbanon, the Pasuk nasmachta, fine, Rabbanon is a lot of things. The Hachomim Asr, things are perfectly mutter midraisi. Even mitzvahs, if you be maskiya, kia, shefer on Shabbos, and feel it's ruled on Shabbos, you can be maskiya, a nidorim, which is nothing more than a kiyu, there's certainly no mitzvah kiyuvim there. So they did it because it's got no adheres, people are forgetful, it's rational. And they saw the adheres given to the Dara Midbar, Bnei Aliyah, they don't forget. We forget, so for us it's Nesmata. And the whole thing becomes Nesmata. First of all, that's correct. You have a right, the right, I'm wrong. Yeah? And Nozir is a chayte. We have two machayte, but it's a kodesh or a chayte. He could be a kodesh and still be us to be a kodesh. You say, so why to be a kodesh?
That's the same thing there.
It could be good and still be bad. Well, at least in the case of a nozer, the Gemara tells me explicitly it's a chayte. Right? And I got to get past Sayar. Like the Ibrotero can negate Sahara. While the Torah is like, there's like a reshus for the Sahara. So, yeah, of course you're better off with it. I understand. I said you have to take the sort of chayim with a kind of grain or two of salt. But in every case we have to put the salt on is because they're right. No, because you have built into the halacha that is connected to Sahara or the whatever else it is. And here where you see this built in, and it's a b'yachid to say this is the raya. But do you have a raya that's a raya? Of course it's a raya. What's the raya? In Tosfos on Amud Beis. What's the raya from Tosfos on Amud Beis? Tosfos Akasha. What's that supposed to ask? From Yankiv. Vayda Yankiv Nether. What's Yankiv doing here? Now, to the Rabbonah, what do you ask me, Kashas? Because those were the kind of the Rabbonah. Place them in that situation. Place is asking because Yankiv isn't going to be on the derice. Even it's only like a chil derice, whatever it is. So I go back. We're going back to the basic point. The Gemara is now telling me the Tay. And Rashi is telling me because he's a rogil, and now wouldn't be because he's a rogil, we wouldn't have a kasha in the first place. It's only because he's a rogil, and the Torah is making this gzeirah. Please be gzeirah the right, but it's because once it becomes mitzvah sanosh mulamoda, at that point the probability of shikha rises to the level where the Torah doesn't want him. The Rabbanon is maybe a lower threshold. But in the Rises, it was because of the Rogil. And now my problem is going to be, once it's here, is it across the board or isn't it across the board? Is it even somebody who's not a Rogil? We'll come to that and we'll deal with this later. Rebutaim Mertav Mizem Mizem Neder Meshalim. Dalki Mashma. Toiv Asher Loititor Mishetidor Veloititishalim. Avo Mishetidor Vitishalim Loi. Shutoiv Mekulom. The best is, not the menader altogether. Tesis. Uksiv toiv asher loititor, mekor ma'is v'divrei Torah, v'adam ma'is v'divrei kavod. Tesis is emphasizing that these are two separate roshes. It's not just as if you have some kind of a hakdome. If you didn't have Rashi, who makes a diyuk in sechtalin, and you didn't have Tesis, who tells you two separate darfuses, you could read the Gemara superficially. No great mitzvah to be menader in the first place. Uksiv, and therefore I'm going to make the second roshah. As if this would be an explanation of why Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, prefers his roshah to Rabbi Yehuda's roshah. I'm telling you why, because there's no mitzvah altogether. I start off by saying that the Torah is not particularly interested in this. So therefore, if I didn't have the Pasuk in Chumash, I wouldn't have learned the Pasuk in Kehelas that way. Once I know that the Rabbeinu Shloim isn't particularly interested in your Nedarim, then I know the Tov Mizeh Mizeh. So I know it's more than just, he's not interested, he doesn't want it. That's frankly how I would learn the Gemara without Rashi's faces. But it's wrong. And I don't have a Rishon to learn the Gemara that way. No, at least no Rishon says so explicitly. But sure, because he's got to answer a mayor. I remember he has to answer a mayor. It's a of course it's not being the gala on Dibrei Kabbalah in the literal sense, but he's responding to Rabbi Yehuda. You, Rabbi Yehuda, reading it differently, I'm telling you what kind of a foolish way is that to read the pasuk. I have to read the pasuk because I know Chumash. Once I know Chumash, you know that you have to read Kehelet my way, not your way. That's what's the difference? It's wrong. Rashi and Tosafot said it's wrong. It's wrong. So yeah, and I don't know if I pointed out last time, there's a Rabbeinu Gershom on the spot. Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh is not to be another kol yikir, and what? And do nothing. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, Kloimar. Tayyib Mishinoidr Mishalim, Mishinoidr Veinu Mishalim, Ve'ezeh, Mishinoidr kol yikir, Ve'noisim beloy neder. What if he doesn't do anything? He doesn't give it all? It's not so clear that he's a Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh. He's a noisim beloy neder. Now again, I hope I won't forget when we come to Pesach on the day that maybe not just points of Shachmi Gemara, but maybe halachas to come from that, as we'll see later, and it may be necessary to understand the nature of the drosha. Okay, so we have Pesach. Then comes Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh Shein Neider Kol Iker. Pirish Hakuntres. How do I know Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh Shein Neider Kol Iker? How do I know that that's what it means? Pirish HaKuntris. Again, the way I would have learned the Gemara without Rashi, Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh Shein Neider Kol Iker, I don't need an earlier Pasuk. Why don't I need an earlier Pasuk? Because it's a Hisefta Linda, Le'Vachachet, so I know that at best, a Neder is neutral, no positive value. So now, I have read this Pasuk and tell me, Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh, you're not a Neder altogether. Rashi is bothered by something. Rashi wants to know, how does Rav Meir know Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh Loikidar? Maybe you should read the pasuk the way Rav Yehuda does, that Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh Neider U'Mishalim. There is a Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh. And what is that Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh? The Neider U'Mishalim. Maybe Rav Meir is right. So I answer that by saying, how could be Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh if the Torah was out of its way to tell you, but he's settled in Loya B'Hachem. So he's not interested in this. So how could it be Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh? The Vechisechta Lindor is a stira to Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh and Neider Mishalim. But since Rashi has already told me that Vechisechta is not a Gilui on Rav Meir's Drosha, right? The way I explain Gilui. But that instead it's an independent Drosha, as Taisha says, Mikor Mais Divri Teirevav, Divri Kabbalah, and the two stand separately. So how does Rav Meir know to make his Drosha not Rav Yehuda's Drosha? I know there is a Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh. Which is it? How can I decide between them? Who is Megala to him the secret that his drosh is correct? That was what was bothering Rashi. So Rashi proceeds to answer, L'el minayksiv esa shetidar shalem. That's why Reb Meir makes this drosh. Even though it says, asher tidar shalem, v'afilo hochi toiv asher loikidar, shemo tidar v'loite shalem. The Torah tells me, even though as a shetidor shalayim, that's very good, but better loytidor shematidor v'loytishalayim. I'm worried about that. So once I know that I'm worried about that, then certainly it's Tayyib Mizeh Mizeh, and then neider kol iker. And then if you're worried altogether about the person not paying, then don't make the neder, and you'll never have to worry about his not paying. The kosher abinatam leimaisiv gmarahu kroklal itzikah chosam nasefer. If the whole drosh is predicated upon the reisha d'kra, then why didn't the Gemara bring the reisha d'kra? If that's how Rav Meir makes his drosh, v'nir al rabinata, the kuli mil sidorish ma'ikra, it's all from this drosh, from this pasuk. And now you're asking me, maybe Rav Yehuda is right. If Yehuda is right, then it should have said haplei lemichtav tei v'shalitidar mishatidar. Why does it say mishatidar v'lishalim? But no, you're down. The mishatidor loyte shalim kama. I can figure that out. Lohi kama, loyte shalim. Legluya mishatidor. The mishatidor kederach haneidrim kama is better than mishatidor kederach haneidrim. Shneidrim shalim. Kama gavi slava toisha. Plus every mid of that. Okay. So Taisus is giving a rather convoluted drosha. But Taisus is only and why do I need that convoluted drosha? Lachuke. Neither Rabbi Yehuda, because otherwise Rabbi Yehuda is as correct in explaining the pasuk as Reb Meir, which makes it even more difficult. The first kasha I asked you, and what about the drosha from Sefer? What does Reb Yehuda do with that pasuk? Okay. Now we come back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara is suddenly going off. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? You tell me that Hakoil Lachatila, for a mayor it's not Lachatila. How could it be Lachatila? If I feel Reb Yehuda loikomar, Reb Yehuda says to Yisrael Mizeh and later Mishalei. I feel Reb Yehuda loikomar El Oimer Harizu. Avol Omar Hare Olai Loi. But Hare Olai, that he agrees that Rev Meir is right. So maybe our Tana is Rev Meir, not Rev Yehuda. Hakol Zlachatila. I'm sorry, maybe our Tana is Rev Yehuda, not Rev Meir. Maybe Hakol Zlachatila. And the Lachatila is for Hare Zu, not for Hare Olai. What's the more is that? The Astila review is the conclusion of the Kasha. It means you can't tell me that our mission is reviewed, and Akeil for Reviewed means Lachatila. Why can't it be reviewed? The Hakil of the Moran Erechim, could I possibly say that was limited to Arizu? Impossible. Why impossible? Sorry? Now we have Hakil, who says? All Arielis? I mean, all Arizu? Who says Arielis? Come on. Is the mission Erechim a Arielai or Arizu? I won't even pursue what nidrin means, that word libertasis. What's hakol marifin? What's marifin? Hare Olai? Erki Olai, Erkleni Olai, right? That's a Hare Olai? You're saying the Hare Olai is lakatil. No, Rabbi Yehuda agrees Hare Olai is also lakatil. Even after his drosh, it's a museum, he said. So that we're now left, we have our kasha. Rashi, I will all my Hare Olai loy. Deal me posha v'loy mikaye. Hare Olai, he agrees, I have to worry. V'och imuk milo v'nador, perakam. Revit is neiton in neidim v'mishali. Al marichim neidim v'chatil loy. Dari Olai hu. Hakol marichim is Hare Olai. Lek memru are zu. Ad omar breish erki olai. Bodo yoyiz kivi hakotsu v'pashet. V'domiolai nami the boy l'mishai mika'avdo. He says, domiolai, you also have to go see what it's worth as an eved. Dechimot l'meim r'yolai l'erkin in b'lino d'atchilo b'erev. Okay. So, we have a problem. Before we get to the basis, Rashi has told us that Teiz mizeh u'mizeh in the neider kolikir. Why is Tavis in the neider kolikir? What am I worried about? No? I won't be mekayim, so I'm worried about Bayaka. That makes sense where? With Hare Olai. Hare Olai, I can be either Bayaka. By Zehar Sehar Rezu, I'm going to be either Bayaka. Harezu is a performative utterance. It's self-fulfillment. I said Harezu. More than that, I made it hectic. But more than that, I'm going to be a Shabbayach. Sounds as if the whole machleik should be in Harezu. Harezu should be mutter for everybody. And our Gemara now is telling me that Harezu, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with us. Look, I feel it. Arezu comes from Meir. Meir says in the native Kalikir, even Arezu. And Rashi and the Machleik, just the mechanics of our Gemara. The Machleik is in Arezu. Hare Olai, I don't need Psukim for it. Because the Psukim are dealing with the Arezu. Hare Olai, I don't need Svoras Kut, I should do. because I can be nifter. In the Harezu, we have a machloikis. A machloikis is the pasuk telling me toiv mizeh mizeh, or the pasuk not telling me toiv mizeh mizeh. So in Harezu, it can't be because of bal tachi and bal yachel. Got to be some other reason. What other reason could there possibly be? First, I have to know the reason. Then I'll have a catch. What's the reason? Again, Tesis. What can happen with Harezu? A different Akola, not Bal Yachel. The problem with Harezu is, I say Harezu Hektish, and then what do? I can be male and coaching. You created a Takola. There's a new Takola. The Torah doesn't need this Takola. That's why it says, don't say Arizu either, because you'll end up with a Takola. No. So that's Pshat. Now the Kasha is, what's Rashi telling you? Rashi's, in Hari Elijah's the Machlekes. The Machlekes is in Harizu. And Rashi's telling me that the Machlekes is for Hari Elijah. Basically, Rashi is telling me the Takola in Hare Olai, and it turns out that Hare Olai has nothing to do with the Pasuk. Once we say, Vafil Rebuta Loik Omar Elabim Harezu. At first half, Rashi doesn't bother me. When you come to the second Rashi, when Rashi says, Vafil Rebuta Loik Omar Ela Hare Olai, at this point he should have said, that Mishum Takola Rebuta agrees in Hare Olai, and Harezu, there's a new kind of Machlokes. He doesn't. He doesn't. What Rashi doesn't do here, in the Dori, we have the sugi in the Dori that used on the Aleph. Ran says it in two words. Where Ran says that there are two separate takolas. That is the takola of Bal Yachol Dvoroi, and the Harezu, there's a takola that he will end up with an Isra of Mila. And the Ran on tests on the days, on a different lotion of the Gemara, which we'll come to in a moment, he says, the Dovin Nami Dim Osi Bo Lidei Takola, the Avagaf Doma Harezu, Dil Meposha Umaacher Lohovi Yesem Isholish Rigoli. That even though he said Harezu, he has to bring the Korban to the Mizbeah, and he waits more than Sholish Rigoli. He can also be either the Isser of Bal Yachel. So we have two separate takolas in Harezu. The takola of Mila, which we'll see more about in places, and the takola, they can be Ma'achim, the Shir of Gimel Nidorin, which isn't quite the same as the ordinary Bal Yachel, which you won't fulfill in the first place. Here the Bal Yachel is that he'll be ma'akir to bring it the shear of Gimel Regol. Right, let's look at this. This is Havu all Mahare Olai. This is Havsugye, Felishna Basra, the Verakamid in the Dor. There are two separate ways of explaining the Machlekes or Meir and Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Ibuy same Apilutain reviewed it, Kiyom reviewed it, Binidovit. In the Dove, Rebuta says that Tzayim Yisem says the Neder Mishale. That's Harezu bin Neder Loi Omar. He never said that it's okay if you're saying Hare Olai. That's the second motion. The first lashon is exactly the opposite. The first lashon says that where is the machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Meir when he says harei olah, but harei zu everybody says is mutter. There's no problem with harei zu at all. Problem is reason. Harei zu, I did it. It's finished. It's over. It's only the harei olah we're afraid you're going to forget. So Tais says haksu and. If the machlokes is in if the machlokes is in harei olai, but harei zu is mutter for everybody, then our Gemara would have asked the question, because we say the Tan of the Mishnah is the one who says that even harei olai is mutter l'chatchila. So the not any great kasha. The Mishnah Erechin says hakel even l'chatchila. The town of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. That's why it says hakel l'chatchila. Sahak suki where we're asking kasha is lishna bas v'kamen the zori. The kamen pligi ben noizik. Avo lishna kamen. The kamen the pligi ben noizik. Their machlokes is in harei olai. Avo ben noizik noizik Reb Meir. But if he says harei zu, Reb Meir is meider, that there's no problem with the harei zu at all. That's the lashon that our Gemara is not talking about. Basically, use that as a kind of a hakdama. That's number one. And l'chura has nothing to do with what follows. The first telling you that is more of asking a kasha according to one lashon and dori. And the whole point is, according to the other lashon, there isn't really a kasha because it says the Mishnah Erechin is reviewed. Rashi doesn't add that little point, but otherwise, what's his point in telling you that the two lishrenus and the dori? Learn the dori. You know the two lishrenus. Our Gemara doesn't have to parallel with the dori. But obviously, what he needs to say is that for the other lashon, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. Now, the state is once we've established that, being Taimar. You see that there are even two, not necessarily predicated on what came before, but we have now a machlokes with regard to what the machlokes is all about. And we have these two categories, the neder and the dov. And Taisha says, how could there be such a discussion in the first place? Vim Taima, even the crow of the neder, see? The pasuk says, Taiva Shuli Tidor, Mishetidor Lutashalim, it says neder. Neder means harei olai. Since the pasuk is talking about neder, minole, and be careful how you punctuate the next line. Minole l'Rav Meir de'ein noidei kama. How does Rav Meir, according to our Gemara, we're saying that Rav Meir is talking about what? Harei olai. How does he know that a person who doesn't make how does he know the person doesn't say harizu is toy? Again, change the word, the gears of maram, but what's going on here? Our Gemara is telling me everybody says only we're telling me not the machlokes is whether Tov Asher Noidev mean Noidev. That's not the pasuk. The pasuk is about Nidori. Where does he know Nedes Harei Olai? How does Rav Meir know? And everybody agrees on Harei Olai without a pasuk. What pasuk is not talking about? It. How does Rav Meir know to extend the Harei Zu? Harei Zu is not the pasuk. Minole the Rav Meir. That an Einoi Noidei is Toiv Meidev Mishali. Well, that's what he's telling me. Harei Olai isn't even part of the Machloikis. That's accepted by everybody. We're dealing with Harei Zu. Harei Zu is not in the Pulsar. Another catch. Ularev Yehuda Nami Amai Mama Harei Olai Loi. Where does Rev Yehuda get this notion that he says, Harei Olai, it's also, the pasuk is telling me, what's the pasuk telling me? We're talking about a neder. What's the pasuk saying? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Tei Mizeh Mizeh, it's a neder of Mishalim. So we're saying that Harei Olai is perfectly fine. He's contradicting the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda, if once you say that in Tzei Mizeh Mizeh is the Neder Mishalein, how can you tell me that Harei Olai is also? The Pesuk is saying Harei Olai is the Tzei Mizeh Mizeh, according to his drosha. Ula Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Amayim Om Harei Olai, Loi, where did you get this notion that Harei Olai, I shouldn't? Pokolech Dixiv Neder, Havi Neder Dafke, and the Dov Havi Neder Dafke. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the drosha is Tzei Mizeh Mizeh, Neder Mishalein, it means neither a mishalim, Harei Olai a mishalim. Kenuch Bereish Menoches Uzvochim Gavish Kesh Nadav B'Shem Lekecho Nedove Deporeh Hai Nedove Nederu. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Zvochim. The Gemara has a problem. The Gemara has a problem with the Pesuk. It says Noit Uzvechot Tishma Vasish Kesh Nadav B'Shem Lekecho Nedove. The Gemara says this is a contradiction. Is fine. What does Nadarta mean? Are you alive? Be Mechani, are you alive? Kasher Nadarta, Shem Lekecho, Nedovet. You're Menadar, Nedovet. You can't be Menadar, Nedovet. And Nedovet is Harezu. And Nedar is Harei Olai. That's what he means. He said Harei Olai, that's a Harezu. So, Hai Nedovet, Nedaru. Elo! I have a drosha that even if I made the shchita shloi lishmo, I still have to do what I said, and I have to make the zrika lishmo. And I said harezu, and I was in the harezu, is that I'm going to make it l'shem katos, l'shem eilos, even if I messed it up a little bit, there's not oil about l'shem peiva, but I still have to finish the avodis lishmo. So the more is making this drosha, because it's a steer between nether and the dover. Do you see the nether is that and the dover is that? Those aren't interchangeable words, they're not homonyms. The place is Yesh Meforshim. The Hosam Porif Mishum Dishoni Kro Bidibure. The place is that really nether and the dover are both ambiguous and they're really homonyms. Yesh Meforshim say that the Gemara's kasha in the Dorim in Zvochim is only because the pasuk is using both lashonos at once. So it's like a drosha kazal. But the Yesh Meforshim, if I'm to take them literally, are keneged the Malbim. You know which Malbim I mean. Malbim says that there are no shameless nirdosim in the Chumash. There is no such thing as a homonym. That every word has a different meaning. And Tosfos is starting out with a perfectly understandable presumption that neder and nedoveh are perfectly separate. One's Harei Olai, one's Harei Zu, and you can't switch back and forth from one to the other. And that's why Tosfos has a kasha. So Tosfos, no, neder and nedoveh are all the same. And the tegmizim is actually tidor doesn't mean tidor means tidor. It means nedoveh. I the Gemara in Zvochim. That's because you have two words of the same postage to make drushes out of them. But neder and nedoveh are ambiguous. And loshen hanikra, they're used interchangeably for Harei Olai and Harei Zu. Of course we have to say that for Yesh Meforshim. Because I'm now saying, according to Yesh Meforshim, that for the drusha of Reb Meir, neder doesn't mean neder. Neder means nedoveh. So neder and nedoveh are the same thing in loshen hanikra. When you come to Chazal, it's different already. But Moshe and Mikra, they're both the same. What are they? Shem and Nedovim. At least I would say. The Tesis, the Yeshloima. He's not dealing with the Yesh Meforshim. He's going back to his kasha. He's going to give a teret on the assumption, either the global assumption that there are no homonyms in Chumash, or more simply, you don't need the global assumption. We know in Lashon Chazal there are two separate concepts. Why should it be one concept in Chumash? So how can we interpret the word neder in Chumash as referring to Harezu? Once we see that the Teir's Kaish for Takol in the neder, who hadin bin nedoveh, that the Pasuk is like a gilui. When the Pasuk tells me that what am I worried about? I'm worried about Vayakra. The Torah says I have to worry about Vayakra. Once the Torah tells me I have to worry about Vayakra, El Huad in Binadov comes Rav Meir, it's a Torah spelled out in every case. If I have to worry about Vayakra there, then in the Dov I also have to worry. And what do you have to worry about in the Dov? In the Dov, yeah. What I have to worry about? I would have said what the Ram says in the Dori, that's on the day. I have to worry about Bal Yachel and the Dover. That Darizu, I'll be marked Gimel Regolim. No, it's not the same shash as the general nether of Bal Yachel, I'll never be Makai. Here I have to worry that I'll wait Gimel Regolim, but the same shash. You see, if I had the Ram instead of Tesis would be better. Because what Hakol do I see in Gomish? I see it, I call it a Baltaka. And what's the Takola that they see? What's the Takola in Harezu for Tesis? Next line. Legal of Yikesh with Takola. What's the Takola? Da Filin Adil Azor Makdisho Yochel Lohemes Limobo. The Yitzhar Me'ila. Now remember, if I'm Akhir Gimel Nadori, what am I over? Not Bal Yachel, but Bal Tach. And if I don't become altogether in a Harioli, I'm over Bal Tach. There's a relationship between Bal Tach and Bal Yachel, isn't there? Because that's the time limit. If I didn't bring it within the given time, I didn't fulfill my nether. But it's one genre. It's the same kind of shot. You'll forget. You forget forever. You're over Bal Yachel. You forget Gimel Regoli without a carbon that you already mastered. Then you're even about to ask him. That's all forgetfulness. The Torah is worried that I'm forgetful. Do you see any place the Torah is worried I'll be able to just meal it? Where was the Torah chesh of the I don't see that in place. I see the face. The Tesis comes along and tells me that the Meir says even Harezu is author because once I see the Torah is worried about Achel. So the Torah is also worried about other takolas. It's not the only takola the Torah is worried about. It's also worried about takola. Sorry? If the machlokes is with regard to Hare Zu, you won't come to the chet, it means the chet of Mila the Kochim, a different chet. Not Loshon Hara, but the chet of Neil of the Kochim. It's got to have the shaykes with this, right? I'm worried that you're uncomfortably chet, this chet, because it's a takola chet. The takola of Neil of the Kochim. Almost to the point where it's a peloton. Tesis could have said what the Ram says. Although Tesis may have had a reason not to, and we'll see later. Tesis. Even if he's makdishit in the Azorah, you can be mayor. Gvoldet is called the Kamenyoni. The kul amal leibeki kihilel. The me'olam leimoral odom goilosa. In effect, Tesis is asking a question answer. What do I mean, takol? You avoid the takol if you want to. How do you avoid the takol? Hillel did it. He said Harezu only when he was already standing in the Azor. He brought the Kul in the Azor, he said Harezu, and he shechted it. There was no time to be in Noyah. He effectively prevented Mila by not allowing time for it. So, what's the third word about the Takola? Do it that way. The Tesis, Kulam Oli Biki. You have to know the Kunz. Not everybody knows how to do it that way. The third was Kreshish that you won't be Makreshit in the Azor and you'll come with a Mila. Okay. Ula Rebbe Yehuda. Even if you right. A takola. Why are you worried about takola? Right, because you won't check to take it from me. The Gemara says he checked it immediately. Somebody else is a little bit smart. He knows to bring it to Azor. But in Azor, he's makdishes, and he does whatever he does. He says a couple of shemiyachus or whatever before the shechita and in between. He's not. Yukiva knew better. The Rehillah knew better than do things like that. He should have to take it from here. Somebody else wants you to take it from here. Even in the other room. Well, Rav Yehuda Nami Mashmalei Kro Dapke B'Nedoveh. Rav Yehuda also says the passage is talking about Arezu Afagafte B'Nedoveh Doho B'Neder Leimotzilu Neymar D'Neider U'Mishalim Toi. Rav Yehuda can't possibly hold that Neider U'Mishalim is good. Why? How does he know? Places in fact asking, okay, Rameyer, and he suddenly discovered a paradigm in all Takolas. But what about Rameyer that says it's perfectly okay? And if it's perfectly okay, then it should be okay in Harei also. What makes him say it's only Harei Zu that's okay? Says, he can't say Neider Misham Tev Mizeh Misham Tev. Shrek seed in his sefer limba limba lo yeh b'koche pointi dor yeh b'koche. What's he saying here all of a sudden? Because the iser in harei olai I know from pasuk in chumash, and according to this lashon, the first rosh is accepted by Rabbi Yehuda. I go back. I ask my kashya. I ask, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the first rosh? Well, according to our Gemara that says Harei Olai, he agrees with the Rameyer that it's Osir. So he says the Pasuk in Chumash is Harei Olai. The Chisef Tolim Doliyah B'Chachet Tolim Tidur Yiyah B'Chachet, that's Harei Olai. And the Pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah Tevah Shlatid Mishatidur, and I say Tev Mizem Mizez Neider Mishalem, that's Harei Zu. Right? That's what Pesach is answering. He's answering that question. He's saying, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the first Rosh? According to our Rosh, it's no problem. That's not why Tate is saying it. He's saying that why he's reading the second Pasuk differently from Meir. But Tate is in effect saying that Rabbi Yehuda accepts the first Rosh, and he says the first Rosh is really very alive. But then what's my problem? Luish Nekamah. What does Rabbi Yehuda do in Luish Nekamah? If Yehuda is saying even Harei Olai is okay, then what about Tevah Shalitita? The pasuk in what about this pasuk with Yisrael Linda, from which I have a drosha Poim Tidur Yesh Bukoke Ululish Nekamid in the Dorim, where I'm now left with the Kasha I asked you on Rashi. This is Tesis asking the Kasha on Rashi. I now have a problem. You Rashi have told me, and I agreed to Tesis before, that one Hodam Aisilei Midibri Kabbalah, first with whom it's in Kabbalah. Ulish Nakam is Dori. Where you've got now a Posik, Chumish that says it's Osir. What do I do with the Posik? Mefarshin Lakro. It says in Chumish, what's the Loshim Chisech Kalindar? Hoim Tidor, it is a Ched. No, we read it differently. Mefarshin Lakro, Hoim Tidor, not that it will be a Ched. But after she yevavochet, the chisech talindor, you're guaranteed. If you do make a nether, it's at your own risk. Surgeon General's warning. You proceed at your own risk if you make a nether. Not that it's offering, but for a view that we're reading the pasuk differently, in the comments. The thesis, in effect, has to tell you what Rav Yehuda does with the pasuk according to the Mishnah comment. That's the first one. Effect is the first basis. We now come to what is really a different basis entirely. Our Gemara and Lishnabas and Dori, what does Rameyer say? Even Harei Zu is also, and even bringing it to the Zora is also like a feel at least, because there'll be a Takola, that's my Takola. Ech Ocho Yisroel Shlomim Ba Midbar. How could you eat Shlomim in the Midbar? The whole parish is Shlomim. So, sounds like it's a deraisa, right? Because if it's a drabonon, well, when does the gzera come? Not from the midbar office. So right away from this kash, you see it says it's all the way to the right. And he's taking it for granted that they ate shlomim with all the hidurim. That was even the lachatchila, not just the kind of b'diavad. Not just, you know what the little... Again, if I didn't have thesis, I could say anything. I said, you know, and in the midbar, what they needed for all together, they had none. So who says that you needed shlomim with l'chatchilis? There were these people, so for them we gave the shlomim they wanted. They don't seem to be any great tzaddikim. The tzaddik in the midbar didn't need shlomim. Who says you had to eat shlomim in the midbar? Well, all shlomim are the shlomim make some harizu. Harizu shlomim, like when they do it, but I'm not allowed to do that either. And how do you boss the time? He's asking if boss the time it was also. If boss the time is also in the midbar, you can eat a shlomim. So how are you allowed to eat it? You're being over on Tevasha, like either what you call it here. So he says, the Yishlema, Kivin Shenesru Indian Acher. It's as if you had a direct matir. The Torah was mitzvah. Again, it's not a mitzvah kiyum, it's not mitzvah kiyum, clearly. But it's an exception to the rule. The Torah explicitly was matkiyavis from the Yisr of Toiv Ashulikidar Kolisim. That's Toisus's Torah. Alright. The Ramban, the Ritvot, other Rishonim ask the Kasha a little bit differently. And in fact, they ask two Kashas. And this Kasha they ask a little bit differently from Tosfos. First, the Ritzot doesn't bring the Loshen of the Ramban. But the Ramban's Loshen is Hari Nofal Parshas Nidorim Ndoves Kol Iker. It's worth that effect. Now, what's the whole purpose of the parasha? Well, we're making a parasha for people who aren't tzaddikim. There did give a parasha of Shlomim the Nidor. So who do we make it for? Nofal Kol Iker? What the fuck is that? You're not supposed to be doing these things. But, you know, he's in effect, in asking the kasha that way, he is obviating the notion that the people who did it weren't great tzaddikim in the first place. So now it says another kasha. Bim Tema. Voksiva yidu Yaakov neder. Ipsi. Et asher nodarti ashalimo. You see the people making the dori lichatila v'ida yakiv neder, and obviously he's looking for slusim here. So he's going to be from lichatila. He's not going to do such thing. So what does they say? The yishleimer, the bishas tzoro shori, anuchidish, bishas tzoro the dori mamuder. And Biyakov is Shastor, and so is Yoino and Shastor. Kedam embraces Rabbo, Vayida Yaakov Neder Lamor. What's the Lamor? Lamor Ledeiris. She unoy dream base, Soro. What's this to be Mesa for the Bedrish? That Lamor Ledeiris, an exception to the other rule. This is a Heter Mitech Yisr. This is a Matir. A Sor is a Matir. Okay, well, somebody explain to me why is Esor different from Hel and Neder? What's the difference? Esor, not Esor. Neder's a Neder's a Neder. What's the difference? Well, what's the obvious? How do you explain this? An Eitzara, he's not going to forget. That's interesting. And what raya do you have for this? What support do you have? Rashi. The Rashi Novel. Rashi Novel said, what am I afraid of? He won't be, lest he become a rogel in the Dori, and he becomes desensitized. He becomes, this is a national lamota, and you'll forget. If you're doing it only based sorrow, the sorrow is hopefully not very frequent. Therefore, it's like once in a lifetime. For once in a lifetime, there's no yisur. It's not a blanket. What's the theme of Hadish? Yes. That here, you go bosar taimo. Zil bosar taimo. It's also because of the time that Rashi told you that you shouldn't be a rogil. And it's an sorrow. A sorrow is not a regilus. You're not going to be in this rashi. So it's mutter only be a sorrow. I'll soon show you that this is pshat and basis. I would dismiss it as pshat and basis if not for the fact that Rashi, maybe pshat and Rashi is not in basis, but I'll show other Rishonim certainly didn't accept this, because the way they extend it makes no sense. They're using the same Ivris basis. So if you have Rishonim using the same language, why make them Machlokes out of it? Presumably Tesis meant whatever these other Rishonim meant, except that Rashi turns out to be a beautiful explanation. So maybe Tesis disagrees with all those Rishonim. We'll see in a second. But that's one way of explaining a story. There's a Maharal Bach, who also, if that Pshat and Tesis, it's certainly not Pshat and other Rishonim. The Maharal Bach adds something which we don't find explicitly in Tesis. I think he's saying it in Tesis, but we certainly can't say it in Rishonim or certainly in a moment. And that is, it's only to make a nether the way Yaakov made a nether. Not just every eighth sorrow. How does Yaakov make a nether? You can make two kinds of nether in eighth sorrow. You can make a nether blanket. You're looking for schlusin. You want schlusin. So, make the nether. Or, al menashe yichye b'nei. And you can make it a tnai. You make a condition. You can bargain with her eventually. You do something for me, I'll do something for you. What is Yankiv doing? What's Yankiv doing? Dasrin Lusholoim Lubesovi. Call Ashishin Layasra Asren Lulo. There's a Tanai Kredu Lamaisa, it's a conditional method. He's making a condition. Number one, says the Maharal Bach, a nether, the eighth Torah al Tanai, has no hafora if the Tanai is mukuyif. Yankiv comes back, and now he decides he wants to be mad nether. He didn't know he'd be so wealthy. If I knew he'd be that much, had that much money involved, I never would have made Tanai tender. And it's nice business. The Bnei Shalom kept his part of the bargain. And you're now going to renege on the nether. It was with a Tanai. I fulfilled my part of the bargain, you fulfilled your part of the bargain. So he's saying, well, Alokha doesn't, Torah don't have any hafora. But forget about the fact they don't have any authority. The fact they don't have any authority just makes it stronger. Even if it does have authority, you forget the initial one. You're dealing with a boss of a dog and do something like this. You were in a store and you promised me, kach, if I take you in my car out of the midway, and now we come to the issue and you don't want to pay me, and you got away with it, you were made for nether, whatever, what am I going to do? I turn right around, take you back where you were. Right? You're not paying me, so I'll get even with you. I'll put you right back where I picked you up. We'll see how much you like that. No. If a person makes such a deal with a Rebbeinu Shloimeh and afterwards doesn't want to give the mice to stop the Yankee Barino, if he's rational, what's he going to be afraid of? He'll have the same story he had before. What person is going to forget? Assuming that all of this is because of Yehuda Bo Yaakov. A person doesn't forget if he's got a problem of an eighth sorrow. And even now, if he's been released from the eighth sorrow, but he knows he can go right back to it. You forget things that are lava daite. Soros are a daite. He won't forget this. This by Yaakov, he won't be able. In the eighth sorrow, he's not going to be able by Yaakov. Not because it's like Shia, but because you don't want the sorrow all over again. Again, if the word problem is be able by Yaakov, Nidre, Nidra Nidorim Bishas Sei Sora, you don't have to worry about Bal Yaakov. So in effect, this is a second explanation of Eitz Sora. Either it's because it's for the Argil, or because Eitz Sora Al Tnai, nobody's going to be great for Bal Yaakov because he doesn't want the Sora all over again. I don't think most people understand Tosfos that way. I think most people understand Eitz Sora a little bit differently. How do you understand Eitz Sora, and how most people understand Eitz Sora? Is Eitz Sora really a new matter, or is Eitz Sora an old matter? New halacha or old halacha? Eitz Sora is pitoach nefesh, isn't it? Pitoach nefesh, everything is mutter. What's the purpose of the nether? This guy is made a cheshbon. He's been done nida in Beis Mishal Milo, and they found that he's got rave averis. And the only way that he can do anything is to find another schus to put on the other side of the scale. And he doesn't have time to go out in the street and find an oni to give him money. So what is his later? His later is to make an nether. The nidrit stoker, that's also enough. So the nidrit stoker will go on the mosnayim, the kafel zayim, the nafriel zayim. That turns it into pikuach nefesh, or something close to pikuach nefesh. So nidrit stoker mutter because of pikuach nefesh. Don't need bigger matter than that. That would be a simple way to learn pshat in place. So that's what pshat number three. I can explain it just a little bit differently, which I will call pshat number four. When I assume that this is all drabonon, so he says, what's drabonon? What are you doing? The diavad of Adam never stop. And why do I want to say it's a drabonon, not a deraisa? Because you don't find lechatchilus in the rices. But if you do find lechatchilus in the rices, so it's lechatchilus in the diavad. The diavad is nether skal. And there says, me yisay, make it doer, don't make a nether. And no, and what about any store? I don't have to say it's pikuach nether. It's only lechatchilus. So, a shas of chak, the diavad don't mean halo. You find lots of times. Shas of chak is like a b'diyam. The Torah itself is saying that the shas of chak, you can make a neder, an eight sora, zeno for shas of chak, zelo mizu. It's like a b'diyam. It's a zera deraisa, like in mevatlin yisur lachatkila, if it's a deraisa, why is there a mizu in mevatlin? We'll talk about some other time maybe, but you know, I think Balabatis people say is, the Torah may be zera. Maybe it's not. It may be incorrect. But the simple aim of Atlin is the Torah made it as a takone because we don't want you to come. We say Yisur, but the Eved Yisur is wrong. This is also the Torah says, "Well, Hatzilu don't meet the door of God's Chas V'Shalom. You can come with the Yisur. If he lets you, now be Mavatul with Shishim tomorrow. You'll be Mavatul with Shloishim, or you won't be Mavatul. Here, if I let you do it once tomorrow, you'll be for Bal Yaakov. But b'di'evet b'shas hachak, no, that's different. Shas hachak, it's soros k'b'di'evet domi, there it's mutter. So those are four different shitas, or four different explanations in eight soros. Do you have, for excluding the rashi that I started with, which would have been a raya, shot number one, do you have any raya from other rishonim to any of these shotas? Well, that's why I asked you to look at the Rizvah. By the time we come to the Rizvah, we're dealing with something totally different. Oh, actually, I should say number five I left out. There's another way to explain. There's another way to explain Eitzor, and that is on the basis of what Eitzor said before. What did Eitzor say before? He has to know one character. He gave a character. What he has to catch it. How do you explain that? Do you explain that? At Tzivir Hashem, what do you explain that? He said, don't make the door in general. Here he said, to make the door. No, and what happens here? The Yishleimah, Bishas, Sora, Shori. by the Medrash of Sedes Mutter. And this makes places even more beautiful, because they want to bring the Medrash for him. They got more in the Medrash than they had to let. But the Medrash says, because I'm reading Bereishis Rabba, Vayita Yaakov Neder Lamar, Lamar Ladeiris, the Tzibur Hashem. The Medrash is establishing that a thorough is a tzivui, not just Janka thought it up, but it's a tzivui. And with a tzivui, it's not a, that's Sefer Chassidim. Is it Tesis? Is it not Tesis? I don't know. But Sefer Chassidim says that it's like a tzivui to be Menada based on. So that's the fifth possible pshat in Tesis. At least three of the pshatim, I think, are contradicted by the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, all of those. We have as follows. I'll read you the Loshness. We have it in our Ritva. Say he has the Kasha Yikshu. Doksi Vayida Yaakov Neder Lamar. Doksi Vayida Yisrael Neder. Another place. Vayksi Nidru Vishum Loshem Lekechem. Vitir Tzitikar Dachim Gracious Rabbi Neder Lamar Zor Dershim Neder Vayisar. The Alze Somchu Lindor Nidovais Vimakipuri Lefishu Vayisar. So far, so good. Ein locha isar gedele mizu, yom kippur ani tzkusim. You got to call the meal appeal. That's it. You got the tzkusim. So how are you going to do it? Now I'm making an appeal. Make the nether and you'll tell him that the nether is he gets credit immediately before he signs the check. And if they saw, fine. So Ramban made the first appeal on yom kippur. Except he had something. He says, not because you need it. It's an isar for you. He used the Ramban, don't quote the last line. Not a very good appeal. L'malos chesreinos la'anim shi efshir elavim knufya. What do I need it for? If the eighth story is because I'm being nidain, then well, who cares about the anim? There wouldn't be anim, I have to go out and create them. No, you know, I mean, there was, and it's, I say it, it's tongue in cheek. But it's not a joke anymore. Hashvi yaitze shlachmonis on Purim. It's hard to find a Nevian. A Nevian is somebody who doesn't have what? Chamishim Zuzis this year. No, it's hard to find such people. So, I mean, they say it's a lomdish yaitze. It's not such that it may be necessary. You find somebody, and you tell him to be mafkir nechosin. He should be mafkir all his nechosin. He comes and on him. I give matonis lehyene. No, forget about Maton Slevyonim on Purim. It's on the Shachmon of Patre if there's no one. But on Yom Kippur, if I'm looking for Sfusim and there's no poor man in town, I should be running over to somebody and asking him to be Mafkir Sfusim so I can make me during Sakim, but I need the Sfusim. So what do you have to tell me? Because the Anim need it. If the Anim didn't need it, I need the Omi to need it. That's the eighth sorrow. The Ramban is telling you something else. Giving a new pshat and they store. I was doing way store, not my store. But the only they store. Okay? Good, fine. So I can explain to Ramban that what is the eighth store? That is Pikuach Nefesh of the Oni. Not my Pikuach Nefesh because my life is in balance in Bezin Shal Milo, but because I'm dealing with an Oni who is on the verge of starvation. So he needs it. So for him, it's like an eighth store. Now, there's a Ritva in the Dori. The Ritva in the Dori says as follows. Goes beyond what he says here. Ubishar mekemes, shenogu lidor tzedokis bichabosis v'yomim tzedim. Now we've got a real problem, don't we? Nail is the Yom Kippur appeal. It's my eighth story. Shabbos is Yom Yitzhi and they make it Mishaberach and the Shamas is trying to get another. No eighth story for me and Shabbos and Yom Kippur. What's the heter from the Dorim and the Dovis in the base in the Leah? The whole year, Nail Yom Kippur, we have eighth story. And the rest of the year, how can you make the Dorim? Says the Ritva, Yesh le yashiv min hozon shoyisim kain. Yesh yesh matzor lani. Vino yidru lem ayoyim shirim knuf ye. Loi hoye lanim dey tzorkon. It's yoyim knuf ye. And loi hoye lanim dey tzorkon. L'tichok seim kum v'hokal. There's again the emphasis upon the owner. I see a marked difference between the lashon of the Ritva in the Dorim and the lashon of the Ritva here. And I think the difference is how you understand Eitz Tzor. So first of all, the Eitz Tzor has nothing to do with me. It's got to do with the owner. And now I said, what's Eitz Tzor? First I said, the Goh Nefesh. Then I said, like the Diyan. Only this or Hatila and Shasov Kachas could he ever done it. If I had only the Ritva here, I would have said Lamalis, Kisrenis, Anim, Shiefshir, Elavim, Knufia, the only starving. You go up there. You can read that into that. No, no problem. When I read the Lashon of the Ritva and the Dorim, the Ritva and the Dorim uses different language. He didn't make a very good appeal in the Dorim. He was supposed to make an appeal by saying his people are starving. You don't give them any money. So they're going to die of hunger. You don't say that they're missing the icing on the cake. What does the Ritva say in the Dorim? If not for the Nidorim, Hayoim Shuyim Knufye, Loihoyo Lanim Deit Zorkon. Deit Zorkon. That sounds like a good never. You don't say it's Deit Zor. Here he uses the Ferish, the word Deit Zor. In the Dorim, he doesn't use the word Deit Zor at all. He doesn't mention Deit Zor. He says, it's not enough. Shasatchak. I understand the Ritva they were saying. A Shasatchak is like a B'di'evet. And I understand my Ritva saying that we're dealing with something close to Pikuach Nefesh. That's the Matthew. So there he's saying that, look, the whole Yisr may be Nisr D'Raisa. But Nisr D'Raisa, like all the Lachakilas we know about, so the Gzeir of Lachakilas. B'Shasatchak, like Gozor Rachmona. So I have a steer of the Ritva. But I got two separate shotim in the eighth sort if Taisis agrees with the Ritva. If Taisis is something else, if he's there for eating, or if he's Rashi's got to do with the Ritva. But if I didn't have all those other Rishonim, I'm going to make my plate and Taisis and the Ritva. Taisis says it's eighth sort, and the Ritva says Danim or eighth sort. So I would have said it's the same thing, and eighth sort means eighth sort, this Pikuach Nefesh, or Shat Afrak, or whatever you call it. But one thing is clear, that you can't learn the Ritva because Eitz Tzor will be Nisrashol. Danim are always with us, this is all the time. Certainly Shabbos is Yom Tov. It's not Chad Ma'ani. It's not once in your lifetime so you won't be Nisrashol. And it's not in the Dorim Malas Night. You don't make a nether that if I get a Gzar Din with Tzayiv at the end of the deal, I'll pay the pledge. How will I ever know? I won't know. We're not talking about Nidorim Malas Night. So those pshatim are certainly contradicted by the Ritva. Now, what pshat in the Ritva? Is it one of these two pshatim or the machlokes? Two different Ritvos? I'd love to say the two different Ritvos. There's only one little problem. The editor, who isn't bothered by anything I'm talking about, the editor, for his own reasons, and he's probably right, says that there's something missing in our Ritva, and that the two Ritvos are one Ritva. And you have to read it as follows. I'll read the new Ritva. Balzesom Kulind on the Dovis Lanibi Makipuri Lifi Shehu Be'ez Ke'ez Tzor, you can say not Be'ez Tzor. Why? It's Shehu Ke'ez Tzor. Why? Ubishar Makaymais. Continuing. Nogu, Usha Nogu, leader to talk to Shabbos Yom Mitevim. Yesh Liash Minogu Nejmatsu Lanim. And now we continue with the words of our Ritva. Lamalis the certain ladim she shall be in knufia. That takes the two Ritvos and makes one Ritva out of it. In which the Ritva is saying only one thing: Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Tov, it's all the same. And what's it all the same? Because they don't have Deit Zor. He's taking that little piece of the Ritva and in the Dori and putting it into our Ritva. Okay. So I'm left without a pshat, or left without a sheet in Rishayim. But comes the Rabbeinu Yehuda to the rescue. If it's not, yes?
Is
He's then explaining a sorrow as the dievet. What I gain is the ritvo nizor, and they'll use the word a sorrow. If it's all one ritvo, then reading shasakat, the dievet, into the words a sorrow is the flourish in the ritvo. Because he's referring back to the words a sorrow, which we have here in this little piece. Right? So it's even better for me. And I'm not missing anything because I have another rishna. The other rishna says it's not a dievet and shasakat, but a rishna says that is. Who's my Rishon? The another Ritvo, but it's a different Ritvo. There he says, Lefi Shuhu Yoyim Hadid, Shesif Rechayim Sukim Gofon of Yisborev, Vahavi Kiyes Soro. Here he says, Bateri, Shesif Rechayim Sukim Gofon of Yisborev. That's not just Shasakat. Now, as I understand it, and again, I should have brought in the Rizvah and the Dori. I think that the Rizvah is saying two separate things, and there's two separate pieces. He begins by saying, he doesn't say Eitzorah at all. He's saying, nope. I can read that in the face if I want, but why not? And then he proceeds to say, that's nice. He's telling me this can be a sorrow also. And now I have an explanation for Yom Kippur. It's Pikuach Nefesh, a sorrow. And then he says, Shar Makomos. What about the Shar Makomos? Shar Makomos say the Ritva had a different understanding of a sorrow. I'm explaining a sorrow as Pikuach Nefesh. And that's why in my Beis Medrash, we make the Dorim only on Yom Kippur. Shar Makomos, they're making Mishaberach with Nidorim every Shabbos and Yom Kippur. What's their head there? For Shar Makomos, they're learning that Eisorah means something else. The Eisorah is Kibbutz Yevid Domi. And these Anim, they're not starving for hunger, but they don't have cold sorghum. So for them, it's Kibbutz Yevid. And for the Yevid, it's Kishas Kak Domi. It's like Eisorah. That's all one thing. I understand the Ritva is really saying two separate things. Two Shittas. One is the two Shittas or two definitions of what's this matter of Eisorah. I start with a Medrash, Yankov Avinu. He's doing this Eisorah, and now I have a Machloikas Rishonim in how to explain the Medrash, or how to explain Yankov. But there is matter Eisorah. Why? Is it matter Eisorah for Pikuach Nefesh? That's how it was said by all. Ubishar Makemis. So the Shar Makemis wasn't the Shuster Shul, the Shneider Shul. No, he wasn't talking about what the Balabatim thought of on their own. It's what the Shar Makomos is, what the other Rishonim let them do. What do those other people think? They disagree with me. They're learning a different pshat in the Medrash. They're telling me that you don't need a threshold of Pikuach Nefesh to define a sorrow and the matter of Yankiv. The threshold is a B'dievah, the Shar Sakhar. No, so halakha b'mais. Halakha l'maisa, you've got, it depends how you learn shot and faces. If you think that Rashi is a separate shita and the Marl Bach is a separate shita, then it's only mutter for a Sarah Mamish, something which happens, who knows, once, who knows whenever. Maybe once a year is enough. Maybe on Yom Kippur, you don't have to worry about it because people take it seriously and they're afraid. But anything else will be also, including Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Well, that's some of the Sharm of Ben Gadol for the same time on this other shot. It turns out to be a kind of rather weak shot. It turns out that it's mutter only because we're assuming the shot in the Medrash is that this is only what we have to deal with, and for the evidence of the shot of Chakdomi. And of course, for the Sefer Chassidim, it's like a tzivui b'shas ha-tzivei. Now, again, the Sefer Chassidim doesn't go into this too much, but I suspect it's my Eitzorah, not somebody else's Eitzorah. The first thing the Ritva does is to extend Eitzorah to the Aniv, the Aniv's Eitzorah, which is either their Pikuach Nefesh or Shakakra. If you're telling me, like, it's a Tzivui Eitzorah, that sounds as if it's limited to my Eitzorah, which means that for the Sefer Chassidim, you couldn't extend it anything beyond Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is my Eitzorah. Shabbos and Yotzev isn't my Yisur. But the Ritva already told us, Vayesh li Yashiv min Hogam Shoyzen Gein. Sharma Kirma is Nagu. No, it's Nagu and Shabbos is Yom Yitzayim. Ravah certainly held you weren't pleased to be Maitre. So if Ravah held you weren't pleased to be Maitre, even though he disagreed, so we certainly aren't pleased to be Maitre. Until you come to the art scroll, Mishabera, which says, Babur, I think that's what it's called in the class. Babur, Shani, Nasim, we never, something like that. So my Gabbai is Olazayn Gesutten Stark, who is very firm, and he knows all about this. So he has his Nusach, Babur, Shani, Nasim, we never, which I don't understand, but okay. Can't harm, so it doesn't make sense. But obviously, you'll find that Nachrayim too. Our school doesn't make it up. Nachrayim say that if it's not Esau, and Yom Kippur, I'm not sure it's any big Maila. I haven't looked in the Yontif Art Scroll Master. I'm not sure you're doing the Balabos a favor by having the Rabbi say, Babur Shepin, Gleen Nether. This is an Esau, friend. He needs the Kluz, the immediate Kluz. Shabbos and Yontif, if it's not an Esau, and you're worried about his. And you're worried about his neshamas and maybe the Ibrahim Yachel. Very good, so let him say B'li Nether. But on Yom Kippur, I'm not sure that it's a Naila. It depends upon the whole purpose of all of this. According to the Sefer Chassidim, you're certainly not doing many of it. You're being Vatla Mitzvah. So the Sefer Chassidim is a Mitzvah to be Menader Be'eth Sorah. He holds it a Mitzvah Mamish. That's the Tzivu. Elaim or Lazer, you should do this. And forget the Mitzvah or the Eitz HaTzeivah. The Eitz is he needs the Tzchusim. And if in Mitzad Hadin it's Mutter, so you're weighing one against the other. I need the Tzchus, there's a slight chance I might forget. And on the other side, maybe I want to take the risk of forgetting because I need the Tzchus immediately. I'm not sure it's an Eitz HaTzeivah to tell us to say, we need on Yom Kippur. Okay. After Yom Tov, which we don't meet until after Yom Tov, and unless I hear otherwise, I gather that we don't have the shiurim on Yisrochag. I would like to start from the beginning of Hashaykh. We won't necessarily learn the sugyas in order, but to begin with the Mishnah on Kol Zayin. We finished the first parak, now we'll start with the second parak. The Mark's going to say.